Welcome to Exhale and Rising. You are seen, you are heard, and here you belong. If you have been exiled from your own land, your country, welcome. If you are stateless, a refugee, undocumented, or waiting to be deported, welcome. If you're indigenous to a land that was stolen from you, welcome. If you're a survivor of war, genocide, and forced displacement, welcome. If you have faced the genocide of your dignity and identity because of your ethnicity, race, religion, the language you speak, the accent you carry, or your inherent value and beliefs, welcome. If you have been exiled from your own home, from your own community, your family, and if you never had a place at the dinner table, welcome. If you're an immigrant who arrived in a foreign country with just one bag and a few dollars, or if you made millions and still feel unworthy to take up a space, welcome. If you have been exiled from a communist country or still live in one, welcome. If you know what it means to live under surveillance, censorship, in a culture of obedience, welcome. If you have worked and labored in silence, exploited, underpaid, and stripped of your rights while fearing retaliation or deportation, welcome. If you were born into exile, if you carry the trauma of a homeland you never knew, and if you witness your father and your mother being silenced, being submitted, and being invisible, only to survive, welcome. I am Anna Mile, host of Exile and Rising. I survived 3 wars, statelessness, multiple displacements. Today, I work as a somatic therapist specializing in PTSD and trauma recovery. I am founder of the Somatic Trauma Recovery Center. For years, I have worked with survivors of war, systemic oppression, and complex trauma. And I know this. Trauma is not just something that happens. It shapes how we breathe, how we move, how we take up space, how we work, how we socialize, how we make money, and how we allow ourselves to exist. This podcast is not about surface-level healing. We are not fluffing the feathers or shaking the crystals here. In Exhale and Rising, we are going to the depth and the core of the trauma and what it really means to heal when you live in exiled body. We will talk about what it means to rise, to transform, to heal, to move from wound to resistance, from trauma to resilience, and what it means to finally take a space. If this speaks to you, please pause now, subscribe, and share and review after. Let's begin. Terrible knowledge. What you learned about life with trauma, about the people in it, survival, overcoming and soothing pain, standing up after being harmed, hiding, showing up again, self-discipline, structure, control, detecting every human expression, managing throughout the day, throughout the single hour, throughout the single minute, is a terrible knowledge. 50 PhDs can't accumulate the knowledge you gained by living with trauma. Your trauma brain will underestimate all of this, of course. It will dismiss, minimize, and devalue all what you learned in a terrible way. And yet, you still learned. You might even dismiss my words. So notice that and pause. And notice what you've had to learn in your life. Living with trauma and PTSD. And realizing the truth requires making a space for it in your life, in your business, amongst your friends. And you need to make a space. And by space, I mean right now, in this moment. Pause and reflect. Of all the terrible knowledge you had to gain by going through unbearable pain. And this is how you get to know all that you have learned. And you learned in the trenches of life. And who gets to minimize or dismiss how you learned? Who gets to tell you how you should be doing things or experiencing things or learning things? Who gets to dictate this? Who gets to question you and your terrible knowledge you gained that and didn't even ask for it? It was learned in the most painful way. That's why it's called terrible knowledge. Knowledge that's born from trauma. And don't let people from the privileged places dismiss what you know and how you came to know your experience, your life, your routine, your understanding of love, your choices, and your needs ever again. You know it. You got to know it through trauma. Own it. That's your story to own and proudly reclaim. And share that terrible knowledge, because you're the one who can bring capacities to be with this. Let me repeat that. You can bring these capacities to be with terrible knowledge. And this is how we all become wounded healers. Throughout terrible knowledge we gained and never ask for it. Until next time, I am Anna Mile. Much love and care. If this episode spoke to your mind, to your existence, and if you feel these stories need to continue being told, and tools for trauma healing shared in this community, please support and donate. There is no studio, production team, or polished edit. It is just me and the mission to support you on the path from exiled to rising. You can donate at the link in the show notes. If you're ready to take healing journey deeper, join me in the private Exile and Rising premium membership. There, we will go into deeper dives, unfiltered discussion, and extended conversation you won't hear anywhere else. You will get exclusive insight and advanced tools in somatic trauma healing shared in each episode, with practical takeaways and summaries. There you can take actionable steps for your healing, or you can take them to your own trauma therapist. Subscribe to Exiled and Rising Premium, where survival turns into self-mastery. Link is in the show notes. And if you want to ask a question, share your story or your insight, I would love to hear from you. Leave a voice message at videoask.com. Link is just below. I am Anna Mile, and I will meet you again in this space where we will together move from trauma to resilience, from wound to resistance, from exile to rising. Until next time, stay well.